This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS and 90.9 FM in New London, and online and on your smartphone at classicalwscs.org. You find the most amazing things in thrift shops. Books you've never heard of, old records you'd forgotten, an oil painting by Jackson Pollock. The thrift shop is a world of wonder. The cast-offs and the has-beens mixed in with things that are brand new. New to you, anyway. So here we are, exploring the analog culture at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Everlasting, and it got us ever on our way. It's coming. and the songs I sing to be someone are the songs I sing for you. This moment wills, we have our
How's that for some cool tunes? Mr. Dave Pike on the vibraphone with Dejama. Just before that, The Seventh Dawn from their LP Dreams, we heard a song called Why. We started that set off with the RFD from their album Lead Me Home. We heard He Is Coming. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm celebrating 17 years on the airwaves here at WSCS, and 40-something years on the airwaves overall. Wow. Okay. I'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Spike Lee has placed his worthy grace upon many a great film, but 25th Hour may be his most magically poignant. Monty, played by Edward Norton, is a convicted drug dealer who must report the following day to begin a 7-year prison term. This day will be lived in very sharp focus. Spike reveals Monty's story by allowing us to know those closest to him. His film shines with a glowing palette of supporting actors, all capable of leads. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Barry Pepper, Anna Paquin, Brian Cox, and Rosario Dawson. But here they provide the savory spice that makes this film so very special, as rich on the surface as it is below. The story is set in New York in 2002 and plays out under the weight of the still fresh wounds inflicted by 9/11. But under its surface, 25th Hour bears witness to the universal tragedy of actions casually taken for callow benefit. Monty sells drugs and destroys clients. Politicians brag tough on crime while destroying lives with cynical machismo. A teacher yields to temptation with an underage student. There are consequences. 25th Hour plays out in a richly detailed fog of impending tragedy, and we wonder just what is Monty's future. 25th Hour, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
Thank you.
Well, there's an unknown artist from an unknown library LP there, but the tune is called Wind It Up. And before that, Wichita Falls with the Ornamental Sideshow. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Analog Culture for a Digital World.
You're listening to a voice from two centuries away, and you're on the Soundbeat. Okay, so we talk a lot about cylinders on the show. And for those who have always been curious, but not curious enough to look it up, apparently, before records were flat, they were cylindrical. And they were played on phonographs. Who can we thank for the invention? Good old Tom Edison, that's who. And look, we know it's very 21st century to mock the man for the Tesla feud, allegations of ruthless business dealings, and, electrocuting that elephant. Still, how's that light bulb thing working out for you? The brown wax cylinder debuted in 1889. This recording, DeWolf Hopper's You Can Always Explain Things Away, was made the very next year. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, home to one of the largest cylinder collections on the planet. You can choose from over 1,400 right now at the Belfer Cylinders Digital Connection. Google Belfer Digital, or we'll show you how at soundbeat.org.
Thank you.
Ahmad Jamal with a tune called Bogota from his LP Macanudo. Before that, Frank Hunter and his orchestra from the album White Goddess, we heard Ritual of the Torch. We started off with a rare recording by Fred Stone, which was recorded by the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and his version of the theme from Lawrence of Arabia. Well, we're all over the map at the Radio Thrift Shop, and we usually are musically adventurous, but cruising on the dusty side of music. If you'd like to correspond, my email is wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's WSCS, as in We're Sunapee's Classical Station, at colby-sawyer.edu. More music right after this.
We're listening to the sounds of clogging, one of the kinds of dancing you might see when people get together to hear old-time music. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
There are two kinds of dancing that we see a lot of at the store, which is flat-footing and clogging.
Jackie and Woody Crenshaw run the country store in Floyd, Virginia, where local folks gather every Friday night to listen to old-time music and dance.
Flat-footing is really the family dance of this area, and it is a very personal style of dancing, although there are accepted steps and you can learn flat-footing. You'll see that the dancers that really have become experts have very individualized styles.
It is called flat-footing because, you know, your feet move, but they don't come off the floor very much.
Woody Crenshaw.
Clogging is more formal. It's like a form of tap dancing. People often wear jingle taps on their shoes, and there are set steps that they employ, and it can be done and partners, individually, or in groups. There's demonstrations of clogging that happen around the region where people actually dress up in costume and a troop of people will give a clogging demonstration. The only thing you have to do is know how to bend your knees at the right time. It's just keeping the rhythm and then moving your feet in a natural way. And then, of course, once you learn steps and you have taps on your shoes, then you're doing a more formal thing, which is clogging.
You can bend your knees every Friday night at the country store in Floyd, Virginia. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Thank you. Oh,
Miriam Burton from a very scarce LP called African Lament. We heard Rites of Passage. And then another scarce LP by Bob Romeo, His Flute and the Jungle Sextet. We heard Flute Hurricane.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Few adolescents in the 1950s and 1960s emerged without experiencing The Catcher in the Rye. The tale of Holden Caulfield's escape from prep school became an essential read and revealed its elusive author as one of the more fascinating literary figures of all time. J.D. Salinger died in 2010. The first definitive biography of his life was published in 2013 with an accompanying documentary film. Both are titled simply Salinger. Shane Salerno, the young screenwriter of Armageddon, wrote, produced, and directed the documentary. Eschewing any show of objectivity, it unabashedly champions the mysterious Salinger as one of America's literary giants. The film provides fascinating insights into the elusive author making much hay out of Salinger's peculiar lifestyle, his World War II experience, his relationships with young girls, and his hyperfixation on secrecy and copyright protection. It also reveals that on a careful timetable set by the author himself, new Salinger works are scheduled to be published. It seems we may at last have long-standing questions answered and possibly get to spend more quality time with the Glass family and Holden Caulfield. But surely the more answers we get, the more questions will arise around the puzzling life and works of J.D. Salinger. Salinger, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Well, Well, that old clock on the wall says it's time for me to skedaddle. Time to close up the thrift shop for this week. I hope that you have enjoyed the musical journey. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. That's 90.9. Or on your smartphone at classicalwscs.org. Or your tablet, or your computer. Or just your long wire that you've strung between a couple of trees. I don't know. Up here in New Hampshire, we have tin cans and string. Remember, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free, keep your radio free, and enjoy the journey.